pack those bags live around the globe. It's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at rmworldtravel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
And let's go, America. Hello, everyone, and welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show. Today we are in Lisbon, Portugal, back in New York. It is just past 10 a.m. Eastern Time. It is Saturday, June 22nd. We are directly across the Atlantic Ocean, about 3,300 miles away. And from coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on TuneIn. Well, we thank all of you for being aboard the fastest 2 hours in travel and the big Let's Go America tour of Lisbon. So, listen, immediately following last week's live broadcast on July 15th, Mary and I headed down to JFK. We got on a plane over to Madrid before arriving here in Lisbon. And if you were following our social media this week, well, we thank all of you for that. You've been engaging with us. We've been trying to share some of our many experiences in this very nice city. And at this very moment, Mary and I, well, we are broadcasting from the terrific Emerald House Lisbon Curio. When today's show is over, we are headed north about 200 miles or so up to Porto, and we're going to jump right into next week's big Let's Go America tour, Porto, Douro River Cruise with AMA Waterways and some of our show fans from around the country.
We are covering the country, and just for those of you listening, that music credit goes to Amalia Rodriguez, a very famous fado singer. We're going to talk a little bit more about fado on next week's show. That's very traditional Portuguese music. And just to set the scene from a location standpoint, Lisbon is mainland Europe's westernmost capital city. And fun fact, from a historic standpoint, it is the second oldest capital city in Europe after Athens, which I think a lot of people might be surprised at. Lots to learn here.
Yes, we've been learning all along. I mean, listen, folks, and as today's show unfolds, you know, we're going to be sharing many aspects of Lisbon with you. Right now, though, we want to make sure that Rudy is patched in with us from France. He also is on this side of the pond, as I like to say. So, Rudy, how are things in France today?
Well, fine. I'm in the Bordeaux region on the Atlantic Ocean, so it's much cooler than what everybody in the States has been reading about the heat in Europe. I mean, it's warm. It's, you know, 80 degrees or so, but people aren't passing out on the sidewalk or, you know, huddling near air conditioners.
Exactly. And here in Portugal, it's been a lovely week. I mean, Bobby, listen, you know, I want to say hello back to you in Dallas at the Network Command Center because you're balancing a lot technically, having Mary and me here in Lisbon and Rudy up in France.
Yeah, but it's a well-oiled machine. A little jealous that y'all are in France and Lisbon, and I'm still back here in Texas in 110 degrees, but we've got it off and going.
Well, we have the maritime breezes here coming off of the River Tagus in the Atlantic, and it is beautiful weather here in Portugal, in Lisbon, where we are today. Absolutely gorgeous weather. And just a quick note, there are new travel polls that are Portugal-oriented up on our website, waiting for you to go vote at rmworldtravel.com. We're asking, what's something that entices you to visit Portugal? And the second question, what city in Portugal do you find the most alluring?
All right, so please go vote
those.
We will talk about those next week. We're going to kind of speed through a couple quick things we like to do on facts because we have a very special guest joining us here today. We want to help set the scene right now for all of you tuned in right now back in the USA across our 525 weekly stations. The big thing that happened here in Lisbon, the earthquake of 1755, mm-hmm. right? It changed this country. It changed the course of Europe. As during the Age of Exploration, yes, which is 500 plus years ago at this point, Lisbon was one of the wealthiest cities in the world. Portugal led Europe in establishing an empire in Latin America, in Africa, in Asia. And, you know, as Emeril Lagasse told us last week, you know, you heard him say that there is such a rich and delicious food culture here that you need to come experience.
Yes, and we're going to cover that, of course, today. And Lisbon has a very strong maritime history. You're going to find a protected, sheltered harbor here. It's played a very important role throughout history, sailing, shipping, navigation. Something that really stands out for us, and I think for everyone who comes to Lisbon, are the vibrantly colored azulejos. Hopefully I said that correctly, or that you would know them. As the painted mosaic tiles, they're absolutely beautiful. They cover the homes. You'll find them on building walls, metro stations, and they sort of weave together all kinds of stories, biblical stories, family history, all kinds of really beautiful, beautiful.
It's something, you know, listen, because of the seven surrounding hills here in Lisbon, there's this unique funicular railway that connects the downtown area to the famous Barrio Alto neighborhood. We did that earlier this week. I figured we'd kind of do that. You know, it's a very steep and picturesque area of this city. Listen, there's so many things that we can talk about, and we will be throughout the show. Cork production here in Portugal. We could actually, Rudy, we could get into the fact that your son is here with us in Lisbon right now. A lot to talk about, but Mary,
we
have a very special guest.
We're going to leave it there. We do. Right now, we want to introduce you to the man who leads the city of Lisbon, Mayor Carlos Moedas. I've been practicing all week, Mayor. Let's do it one more time. Moedas, born in Beja, Portugal, about 2 hours southeast of here. Mayor Moedas has his MBA from Harvard. He's served in various government and business roles in both France and Portugal. And we're told he has a passion for tourism.
Yes, we've had
that.
So we're
going to
find
out.
So, Mr. Mayor, listen, we respect you have a busy job running, you know, this city, right? You've got a lot to do. So thank you very much, and welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you so much. It's a real pleasure to be here with you. I'm the mayor of this beautiful town, and as Mary was saying, I'm married to a French woman. I lived in France, in Brussels, in the UK, and I'm the mayor of Lisbon, and I think this is the most beautiful place in Europe. So my invitation to everyone in the United States to come and visit this beautiful town. And Mary was referring to this town was created 1,200 years before Christ. And that's really, I mean, when you look at the culture, I mean, this was the Phoenicians at the time. Mm-hmm. And so the city is full of that, full of history. You look at every bit of the city and you see diversity. You had the Jewish quarter downtown, we had the Muslim quarter up there, the castle, and then the Christian quarter. And for years and centuries, people lived together. And I think that that sense that you really are welcome to Lisbon comes also from that diversity well before a lot of places in the world. And I think that's probably one of the main characteristics that people call the soul of Lisbon. Mm-hmm. You really feel welcome.
Yeah, that essence, mm-hmm. I mean, that we are feeling. So I know we're going to have you in the B block coming up, but really quick what I want to ask you, you know, there is a lot of talk out there about, you know, tourism, and I'm going to ask you later on about potentially over-tourism, but really right now, what are you and the administration doing that, you know, or you think needs to be done to attract a bigger percentage of travelers here and make sure that they know that Lisbon is a great city to come explore, whether it's for a weekend, you know, a business or a holiday?
Look, I think that it's very important for us to have and to create experiences. We know that traveling is about experiences, and so those experiences have been the one in the focus of this administration in terms of tourism. We have just set up, and that's a really beautiful new museum called the Earthquake Museum, where people can feel that 1755 earthquake, not just to see what happened, but live through the experience in that museum. It's a private museum, it's a fantastic place. And the other place that we created that I really want you to visit is the Royal Treasure Museum.
Okay, we're going to hold that right there, the Royal Treasure.
Royal Treasure Museum.
Because right now we have to go get our own treasures with a few sponsor messages, so we'll be right back. Folks, listen, stay with us. We have so much more ahead, 9 segments of the show, in fact. Stay right where you are. Keep those radios locked in. Our big Let's Go America Tour Lisbon from the Emerald House Lisbon Curio returns in 3 minutes.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're coming right back. Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
Let's Go America. Mary and I welcome you back to Portugal on the big Let's Go America tour in Lisbon. Thanks for being part of America's number one travel radio show as we broadcast from the Emerald House Lisbon Curio. This portion of the program is sponsored by Travel Guard Travel Insurance.
And when you travel, sometimes things happen that you don't necessarily see coming. In today's world, travel insurance is important to help you have a successful trip. Yes, it covers missed or canceled flights, but it covers a lot more than that. So don't take your chances or put your investment at risk. Visit travelguard.com/carry. Before you travel.
Exactly. You don't want to do it after you travel. Listen, folks, Forbes, well, listen, they've ranked them as the best travel insurance company out there. And when you think about what travel can cost and the challenges you're facing if or when something goes awry, just do what we do. Get covered with travelguard.com/carry or find a link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
All right, let's go back to our conversation with Lisbon Mayor Carlos Moedas. Please finish your thought on that second museum.
Yes, I think it's such an amazing story because so after the earthquake, the king, Don José, he wanted to impress Europe, and so he decided to build a palace and to buy everything he could in terms of cutlery, everything, silver, etc. And then what happened is that that palace basically was just half built, and for 200 years, basically, there was half of the palace that was not finished. And so what we did was to finish that part of the palace, so it's very old part and the totally new part, so it's very impressive in terms of architecture. And inside, we're showing all the jewels of the Portuguese kings and queens and everything that at the time was really sort of like all the gold and the silver. We have a piece of a nugget of gold, imagine with 20 kilos. So it's really a big, heavy. Now, so people can go there and visit all the history of the country that was a monarchy until the 1910s, and then in 1910 became a republic.
Correct.
But so it's very impressive in terms of history to look at these pieces of jewelry. So for the ones that are interested, they can see beautiful architecture, beautiful jewelry.
So let's bring it back to the city itself. You have a strong background in innovation and technology, and I'm curious if there are any projects you're working on specifically here in Lisbon that will help locals and tourists and kind of lift up Lisbon's reputation as a city that's forward-thinking.
So my vision for the city is that I want a city that attracts people, attracts talent, and then that talent can bring to the city value. And so we are creating this place that we call the Unicorn Factory, where we attract talent from all over the world. And imagine that I just got the news that today we had a new unicorn called Fortis Games. It's a U.S. company that decided to come to Lisbon to set up an office. And so in 1 year, we were able to create a scale-up program for companies and to attract 12 unicorns, 12 big companies, companies that are worth more than $1 billion. And today we have a new one,
congratulations
from the U.S.
And
so the idea is that tourism is absolutely essential, but then you cannot just stay on tourism. You have to attract those people for those that want to create jobs, that want to create value into the city. And so we have this scale-up program with the companies from all over the world that come here when they want to grow. And I want Lisbon to be that capital of innovation of Europe. And I believe that innovation is this crossing in between culture, technology, and tourism that bring to the city value. And people today really need to see that, that tourism brings value.
Well, all right, so speaking of, you know, bringing tourists here and travelers, I want to talk to you a little bit about the airport, all right? And I saw a statistic that I think it's over 90% of people arrive in Lisbon on via plane. And there are reasons for that. I mean, the train system here, you have different tracks and so forth, and there are issues connecting with other parts of Europe. But, you know, in New York, where we are, our three major airports right now, they are a disaster. They are thankfully rebuilding them, so we're happy about that at least. But we felt we were a little bit in the third worldism with the airports that we have. But, you know, I know you've been supportive of building a new airport here in Lisbon. You know, can you talk about how important that is to the city? And I guess looking from, we've been here now a number of days, not a lot of land to put it.
Look, it's essential for Lisbon, and there's one thing that you did mention, is that geographically, there's no other way for people to get here unless they're Spanish, right?
Right,
you have the Atlantic and you have Spain. And so, of course, most of the tourists come by plane unless they take a car in Spain and they drive to Lisbon. So it's essential. And so my crying to the government every day is that we need that new airport. And there are several locations. So now the technical people, they're looking at the best location. And as a mayor, I've said, look, I will support any solution, but I want it quick, because we can't give an image to people that arrive to the country and they're waiting in queues in the airport, right, because there's too many people. Yeah. And so that's super important for Lisbon, and I've been fighting for that. I think until the end of the year we will have a solution, and then we have to go ahead and build it. Lisbon needs that new airport. But in between, you welcome. I mean, the airport today is working very well, and I think even compared to other cities, I mean, of course, it's small, and that's why we need a new one.
Sure.
But I don't want anyone to be afraid about their airport.
And I agree with that as well. That's something that clearly we know some of the other airports across Europe, and Lisbon, for the city that it is, I agree with you what you just said on that.
So we need more, yeah.
So let's talk about neighborhoods. We've explored quite a few neighborhoods, Alfama, Chiado, Belém, Barro Alto. There's a neighborhood that I don't think a lot of people have ever heard of, and maybe there are even people in this area who've never heard of it, the Marvilla District. I know that you have feelings on this district. It's an old, from what I've heard, sort of old manufacturing area with abandoned buildings, but sometimes that's a good opportunity for rebuilding and re-energizing. What are your thoughts on that area?
Look, so first, for someone in the U.S. to understand a little bit what it is, it looks like what the meatpacking district was in New York back then,
before. Right, sure.
And so for me, that I have this contact with the U.S. and I lived in the U.S., for me what I wanted was to transform that neighborhood as New York did in the meatpacking district. And what do I want to do? The Unicorn Factory that is located there, exactly on that district, and then have more cultural activities around the district, because the name of this district, when you say Marvilla, the origin of that word was marvel, was about being marvel, because it's beautiful. It's really in front of the river, and you have all these old houses, old places that can become the new technological places where people meet, where they cross the story and the history of the place with the technology. And so for me, the Unicorn Factory is the base of that new area with new cultural places.
Which goes back to your point that it's bringing the business in, which then builds the jobs and attracts the jobs, which attracts
the
people and the tourists.
When we introduced Mary, the mayor, we said he's a busy man. He's got a lot going on right now. So, all right, looking at our clock right now to get to something else. So I mentioned to you earlier about tourism and so forth. A lot of stories back in the U.S., are about European news stories involving too many tourists, over-tourism, if you will. I'm thinking about Barcelona and what they're doing, Venice and so forth, right? So Portugal is a very popular destination for Americans. Do you think, does over-tourism, does it concern you, or is it something that you see as a good problem to have?
Look, first of all, we are very far from the places that you refer to, like Barcelona or Venice. I mean, just to give you an idea, first, we are a small town.
Sure.
We have 546,000 people. And every day, there's around 38,000 people that come into town as tourists. So it's not over-tourism. I mean, we're still very far from that. But what we want is those tourists to bring value to the city. For instance, we have these tourist tax, which is very low, it's €2 per night, for us to be able to clean the streets, to build the museums. And so we want tourists to contribute for the economy, and that's essential. So we're very far from that story of over-tourism. We need tourism, because tourism is 20% of our economy. So it's very important for jobs, for families. And so I think that if you build tourism in a way that is sustainable, that everybody contributes to the sustainability of the town, that you can build projects around sustainability, that you have projects that people feel engaged, then people understand that tourism is positive. So over-tourism is negative if tourism doesn't give back to society. And when tourism is giving back to society, you find a way. And so we're really still far from that. And for the Portuguese people that are so welcoming, they really like to show the town around. They really want people to feel safe. And again, I wanted just to stress one point that is so important for us. Like, this is one of the safest capitals in the world, and I think that's very important.
You have a lot going on for you here, Mr. Mayor. Again, we could have you for the entire 2 hours of our show. Unfortunately, I do say it is the fastest 2 hours in travel, and unfortunately, this segment is going to come to an end. But we thank you very much for joining us today. It's been great having you here, part of the Let's Go America tour. And we'll stay in touch. And as other things continue to develop, we'd love to have you back on the program with us. Okay, so thank you again for your time. All right, well, listen, we are going to hit the commercial break, as I just said. After this sponsor's break, we are going to take you on an exploration of Lisbon's food scene. It's something you won't want to miss, folks. We had a great time doing that this week. Stay with us, everyone. 80% of the program is still ahead. The big Let's Go America Tour Lisbon rolls on.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.